ദവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. Realization or moksha, which bhaktas call as true bhakti or atma nivedanam, wherein a bhakta, a sadhaka, offers himself completely, totally onto Ishvara. So that is when a bhakta goes beyond all limitations. The bhakta perceives nothing but only Ishvara. Yadunnu kaangiladu Narayana pratima, yadunnu kelkiladu Narayana shrutigal, yadunnu cheyigiladu Narayana archanagal, yadunnadagiladu Narayanaya nama. So when yadunnu kaangiladu Narayana pratima, whatever is seen is form of Narayana, yadunnu kelkiladu Narayana shrutigal, whatever is being listened, whatever we listen to is praise of Narayana, words of Narayana, like the Sahasranamas. And yadunna cheyigiladu Narayana archanagal, whatever is being done is archana, offering for Narayana. All actions are offerings to Narayana. Whatever is there, yadunna dagiladu, whatever is there, that is Narayana alone. So this is what is called as moksha, wherein a bhakta doesn't see anything but Ishvara alone. So Narada says, tadarpita akila acharaha, offering all actions onto Ishvara, onto Narayana or Shiva, whatever form, it doesn't matter. Ishvara is essentially formless, essentially beyond forms, but form can be accepted, form worship is also fine. And this is the same as Narada, whatever Narada earlier mentioned as Naradastu tadarpita kila acharata tadvismarane paramai vyakulata cha, and that is called parama prema or parama prema rupa. So this is not that easy to achieve. So as simple as it might seem to be, it is not very easy to implement it. So what a sadhaka has to do is always try to have Ishvara as part of his thoughts, as part of his actions. So mechanically remembering Ishvara. And the best way to remember Ishvara is trying to dearly love Ishvara. There are like people who have a lot of misconception that Ishvara, we have to have love for Ishvara. If we don't have love for Ishvara, then Ishvara will destroy us. So that is a very wrong notion. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshyosti na priyah, ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayite teshu chapyaham. O Arjuna, know that all beings are the same to me. Name dveshyosti na priyah, nobody is dear to me. I am not averse to anyone. Then what is it that you say that bhaktas are great? Bhaktas are great because ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayite teshu chapyaham. Because my bhaktas are in me, I am in them. That means there is no difference at all. So that means they are one with me, but I don't have any differentiation at all. Suhridam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shantim ruchyati. I am Suhrid. I am a friend to everyone. So Ishvara has not disappointed anyone till now. the world. In the world, like, we may find a lot of disappointments. So Somali pirates, but people like US and others try to control them, but they are not able to. Iran, whoever spoke at the United Nations Geneva, so it's a disappointment. So nobody can really satisfy everyone, but there is one person who can satisfy everything, whether it is worldly desire or it is moksha. Ishvara can satisfy everyone. Why? Because Ishvara is truth. Ishvara is anantam, infinite. So that Ishvara who is infinite possesses infinite capabilities. Ye yatha mam prapadhyante tam stateva bhajamyaham. Whoever worships me in whatever way, I appear to them in that way, in that form. People who want wealth, I give them wealth. People who want money, I'll give them money. People who want power, I'll give them power. People who want fame, I'll give them fame. People who want knowledge, I'll give them knowledge. People who want moksha, I'll give them moksha. So Ishvara can satisfy. Ishvara is the only one who can satisfy everybody. But like, it is a wrong notion that we should not show any other emotion than love or attachment to Ishvara. Any notion or any attitude that we have towards Ishvara, attitude means like emotion, any emotion that we show towards Ishvara is fine. Any is fine. So imagine that there is a cobra right in front of us. So we may like speak to it like in a very pleasant way. We may use pleasant words, or we may shout at it, or we may try to harm it. Irrespective of what we do, the cobra is going to kill us because it thinks that we are a danger to its life. Therefore, it will kill. Of course, oh no, for Amma it won't do. So those are, they are exceptional cases. Very few people, handful are such people who are realized and in front of whom ahimsa pradishtayam tat sannidhau vairatyagah. So who are true proponents of ahimsa, not hurting anyone because everything is oneself, and in front of such people even like fierce animals will renounce their fierce nature. So other than that, like, the end result will be the same irrespective of whatever attitude we show towards the snake. Similarly, with respect to Ishvara, it doesn't matter what attitude we show towards Ishvara, but what is required is any attitude that we possess, any emotion that we feel we are passionate about, any emotion that we feel we are bound to, we have to show that towards Ishvara. We have to direct it towards Ishvara. So tadarpita kilacharah san kama krodha abhimanadikam tasminneva karaniyam. So offering all actions unto Ishvara, kamam krodham abhimanam, attachment, aversion or anger, abhimanam, sense of ego, all those tasmin eva, unto him alone, karaniyam, has to be done. So there are great chakravartis, great jnanis in the Asura Parampara. So Asura Parampara, starting from Hiranyakashipu's son Prahlada's son Virochana's son Mahabali. So all these people like were realized, were jnanis. They like due to their anger. So Hiranyakashipu, his anger towards Ishvara was very strong. So he didn't like have any love towards Ishvara. His emotion was anger. But instead of showing anger to worldly people, he showed anger to Ishvara. And what did Ishvara do? Ishvara made Hiranyakashipu realize the truth through his own son. What is the truth? That Ishvara is present everywhere, even in a pillar. Pillar also Ishvara is there. So Tunilam Turimbilam. Everywhere he is there, like mud in mud, as well as in a pillar. Ishvara is there. Everywhere Ishvara is there. And Hiranyakashipu was able to realize that because he was a slave of anger, and that anger he directed onto Ishvara. So it doesn't matter whether we are angry, or we are possessed by anger, or we are possessed by love. Towards Ishvara, anything that is shown towards Ishvara, Ishvara will purify us. Ishvara will make us realize the truth. So Kamsa, for Kamsa, like people who have watched Mahabharata will remember. So day by day, or like years passed by, Krishna was growing into a young person, fine young man. At that time, Kamsa's worries became more and more. He had tried a lot of ways to kill Ishvara. So since Ishvara was born, Kamsa's mind was filled with just Ishvara. Anger towards Ishvara, and his desire or his goal was just one: killing Ishvara, destroying Ishvara. And that went to the extent that when Kamsa learned that Ishvara is going to visit him, like he saw everywhere Ishvara. He would sleep Ishvara, he will get up Ishvara, he'll be in the bathroom Ishvara, he's drinking coffee Ishvara. So everything, like everywhere, there is only Ishvara. And such the Ishvara, or this attitude of like showing the emotion, whether it is a good emotion or bad emotion towards Ishvara, made Kamsa realize Ishvara, killed the ego of Kamsa, and made him realize the truth. The same was, or can be said to be, with respect to Shakuni and other asuras as well. So it doesn't matter, like many people think that we, oh, I should be devoted to Ishvara. Some people, like, they cannot show love. Some people are not suited for the emotion of love. Some people are suited, some people are not. So each person, depending on his own vasana, depending on his temperament, like, he will be prone to one passion more than one emotion. Sorry, one emotion more than other emotion or another emotion. So we have to find out whatever suits us. And if we are not able to get love towards Ishvara, we should immediately turn it into anger. So Amma says, that's why Amma says that if we are not able to like get that love, if we are not able to cry for Ishvara, then what should we do? We should become angry with Ishvara. Oh Ishvara, what is this? You're not like letting me cry. How dare you? How can you do this? If we show such anger towards Ishvara, it is something like worthwhile trying. But if we try, definitely it will give us fruit. It will give us the fruit of Ishvara coming into our life and changing that emotion and making us go beyond emotions. So it doesn't matter what emotion we possess, or what emotion we display towards Ishvara. What is important is Ishvara. So yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madharpanam. So whatever you do, whatever yat karoshi yad ashnasi, whatever you eat, yad juhoshi, whatever you offer onto the sacred fire, dadasiyat, whatever you give to others, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, whatever tapas you do, tat kurushva madharpanam, do that unto me. What will happen if you do that? Shubha shubha falairevam mokshase karma bandhanehi sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mam upaishyasi. So, like if you do that, if you offer everything unto me, if you remember me, offering unto me means, can I offer anger to Ishvara? Offering anger to Ishvara means remembering Ishvara. Ishvara is the object of anger, that is offering. So if you do that, Shubha, Shubha Falair Evam Mokshase, so you will get, go beyond Shubha, Ashubha Phalam. Good and bad fruits or phalas as well as Karma Bandham will drop off because of offering Ishwar Arpitam Naichayagratam Chitta Shodakam Mukti Sadakam. Actions done as an offering to Ishwara without craving for fruit will purify the mind and thereby lead to liberation. So if you do that, Mokshase Karma Bandhanaihi, and thereby you are a sannyasin, you will become a sannyasin, one who has renounced all actions, all craving for actions, and the fruits of those actions. Sannyasa yoga yuktatma. Sannyasam is there, yogam is there. Yuktatma, one who is focused on sannyasam and yogam of Ishwara, Ishwara Chinta, Vimukto mam upaishyasi. He will get liberated of all bondages and thereby attain me. Oh, what about like bad actions? I don't believe Narada, somebody like has brainwashed Narada, therefore he says Krodham, Abhimanam, etc. are to be done towards Ishwara. Krishna would never say that. Apichet Suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavyah samyak vyavasito hi saha. So apichet suduracharah, a person, even if a person does the worst possible action, apichet suduracharah, the person does like the worst possible action, but remembering me, he does that. So a person does worst possible action, but bhajate mam ananya bhag, he remembers me all the while doing those actions. Sadureva samantavyaha, he is to be considered a sadhu because samyak vyavasito hi saha, because he is constantly focused in me. And Sadureva samantavyaha samyak vyavasito hi saha kshipram bhavati dharmaatma shashvat shantim nigacchati. So soon he will become a dharmaatma, he will do only good things. Kaunteya pratijanihi na me bhakta pranashyati. O Arjuna, know for sure that my devotee never perishes. So this means that it doesn't matter whether we are doing good actions or bad actions. It doesn't matter what emotions we display in our life. Sometimes we may have to do bad actions. So Krishna did a lot of treachery, cheating. So that's all fine. All those are fine as long as we remember Ishvara, as long as we offer all those to Ishvara. Even if it is good action or bad action, it doesn't matter. If we offer on to Ishvara, then Ishvara will purify us and Ishvara will lead us to liberation. So even though like we may demonstrate or display anger towards Ishvara, it is fine. Because it is towards Ishvara, it is fine. So it is not necessary, it is not essential that we display only love towards Ishvara. Whatever emotions, irrespective of what the emotion is, good emotion or bad emotion, attachment, anger, devotion or anger or pride. So even pride, if we are proud about what we did in life or what we are doing in life, we should show that pride towards Ishvara. So that means we should say, oh Ishvara, look, I have done all of this. So if we try that out with Mahatmas like Amma, we will understand that immediately, like we will be purified. How? If we like show that pride towards Amma, immediately the pride will be destroyed completely. And then we'll not even think about having pride. So that is what, like that's how Ishvara will help us in overcoming or going beyond these passions. If we show anger towards Ishvara, Ishvara will come and destroy us completely, destroy the ego. And when ego is destroyed, then what is left? What is left is only Ishvara. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to show, like whether it is good emotion or bad emotion, whether it is attachment or love or anger or ego, whatever emotion, it doesn't matter. We have to remember to show that towards Ishvara, or at least we should try to involve Ishvara in all those, like keep Ishvara close with us, that Ishvara who pervades the entire world, that Ishvara who alone is present, whom we are not able to apprehend at this particular time, then immediately Ishvara will purify us and Ishvara will ensure that we realize in this very birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.